I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Over 2,000 state legislators, community and business leaders gathered at the Georgia World Congress Center this morning to talk over issues at the annual Issues and Eggs Breakfast, sponsored by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. Governor Nathan Deal was one of the speakers. Among the topics he addressed was the possibility of Amazon choosing a location in Georgia for their second headquarters. According to WSB-TV, the governor said he would call for a special legislative session to discuss incentives for Amazon if Georgia is placed on the short list of possible locations. Amazon is expected to make its location decision during the second quarter of this year. Well, after last Monday night's big football game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the college football community is giving Atlanta Public Schools a $2 million gift to fund the literacy program. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the Atlanta Football Host Committee, Chick-fil-A, and the College Football Playoff Foundation partnered on the project. The three-year APS Literacy Initiative will aim to better equip teachers to teach literacy skills. The program represents the largest corporate gift to APS in the last 5 years. This year, 500 kindergarten and first grade teachers will be trained in sessions over the summer. Well, there's a new person in charge at Agnes Scott College. Yesterday, the school named 60-year-old Leocadia Zack as its ninth president. During the ceremony, she spoke about what makes the school so unique.
It is an environment that's inclusive and diverse, but it's also one that has outstanding people. It's warm, it's special.
Zack takes over the Decatur-based college in July from Elizabeth Keish, who's retiring after 12 years as president. Zack previously served as director of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency under President Barack Obama. At last night's city council meeting, the city of South Fulton decided to keep its name. The decision comes after months of debate over a proposal to rename the city Renaissance, Georgia. The council approved the name change, but Mayor Bill Edwards vetoed the decision after pushback from local residents. WSB reports that the city council decision not to override the veto puts the matter to rest. And Georgia citrus growers are keeping their fingers crossed after snow and below freezing temperatures last week. A Savannah Morning News report says most trees survived the freeze, but there's concern over whether the trees will flower come spring. The president of the Georgia Citrus Association says many growers protected their trees by misting them continuously with water. Smaller trees were protected with pipe insulation. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.